My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Underrepresented music, local voices, and real people. You keep CJSF independent.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think...
Hey there, and welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them, a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you 2 full hours of phenomenal, fabulous, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. Consider this your 2-hour mixtape where we celebrate and amplify voices that deserve to be heard. I cannot wait to connect the dots with you for this week's episode of Girly So Groovy. When I say mixtape, that's exactly how I piece this together. We are going to be genre hopping over the next 2 hours, and I hope that is something that you come expecting here on Girly So Groovy. It's something that I hope you come looking forward to. The first hour is going to be tinged in indie folk rock and country tinge songs. The second hour, we move more into alternative rock, dance. We actually end up doing a full dance party by the end. So that is what I mean about connecting the dots. In this first hour, I've got music on the way from Kathleen Edwards, Margot Price, music coming up from Patty Griffin, Bella White, music on the way from Allison Russell, the Dolly Mama herself, Dolly Parton, in right now. We're going to kick off the full 2 hours, though, with music that is easily making itself one of my favorite albums released this year so far. Memphis Americana singer and multi-instrumentalist Valerie June returned in the spring with her 5th album, Owls Almonds and Oracles. The new album is a full circle moment, revisiting her indie roots while still pushing forward. It centers on a joyful and spiritual outlook, celebrating growth and resilience, an album that is meant to inspire, heal, and unite people. This is the type of voice Girly So Groovy wants to lift, celebrate, and amplify. Valerie June right now here on Girly So Groovy.
When Polly had a small baby. springtime of my present tense.
Springtime of my present tense.
Die young to be consumed. Our lullabies were violent, those winters of my discontent. So long farewell, adieu.
So long farewell, adieu.
To that tunnel I went through.
To that tunnel I went through.
And my reward, my recompense. Springtime of my present tense.
Springtime of my present tense.
Music right there from the compelling Montreal roots singer-songwriter Alison Russell from her most recent solo album, The Returner. We heard the opening track, Springtime. In the middle, it is a phenomenal indie folk rock supergroup, Our Native Daughters. This group is made up of Rhiannon Giddens, Alison Russell, Layla McCall, and Amethyst Kaya. Four incredible artists that bring pure musicianship in the instrumentation that they carry, but also just incredible voices and incredible point of views for these women in the realm of folk and country. The song we heard is called Polly Ann's Hammer. That is from what I believe is the only album released so far from Our Native Daughters. The album's called Songs of Our Native Daughters, released in 2019 on Smithsonian Folkway Records. And then, speaking of phenomenal indie folk artists, that's where we started the full 2 hours. Valerie June, she has a new album out called Owls, Omens, and Oracles. We heard the song My Life is a Country Song from Valerie June. We're going to keep things moving, building on this indie folk rock vibe. It is the band Florist right now here on Girly So Groovy.
It happened to us, and it's happened before.
She got a kid raised and a nurse afraid, as the light blazed to her eyes made out of candles. Those lumber trucks kept rolling south with their loads of vines and rumbling sounds. As fast as they could grow, they cut them down. As fast as they could go, the kids left town. And I wonder if there's somewhere the vines reach way up to the sky and go on.
People loving money, and I don't know what it's
the fear of splitting open, showing some parts of yourself that you don't even really want to know. And I've been grieving since I left old Carolina. The bars on my window didn't leave me safe at night. Now I've chased your I thought it might feel woolen, like Adrian on a damn cold winter's night, like Adrian on a damn cold winter's night. When
you have had your fill of toxic masculinity and you just want to sit beside a fire, a campfire, strumming your guitar, well then, honey, you tune to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and you, the listener who loves them. That whole set of songs right there, just for me, speaks to campfire songs. We heard music from Calgary, now Nashville-based bluegrass musician Bella White. The song is called Just Like Leaving. It's the title track from her gorgeous debut album. Before Bella White, we have new music from Patty Griffin. Now, Patty Griffin is an absolute treasure when it comes to Americana folk songwriting. For her 11th album, her latest album, Crown of Roses, Patty Griffin approached it as art therapy. Prior to writing the album, fate threw Patty Griffin a slew of obstacles. She was in treatment for breast cancer. She temporarily lost her voice. She struggled with writer's block. She ended a serious romantic relationship. And she became her mother's caretaker in the last years of her mother's life. That is a lot. The album is a glimpse at all of the forces that have recently shaped her heart. Again, the new album's called Crown of Roses. This time from Patty Griffin, we heard the song Way Up to the Sky. And then kicking off the set,